Blog Talk Radio.
We are back again live from the studios of Milagros Media in the heart of America, Kansas City. Dr. Scott, what your doctor won't tell you. We are back again live about your migraines and your headaches. The scary thing is, from the studios of Milagros Media in the heart, what your doctor won't tell you can be damaging to your health. Kansas City, Dr. Scott, times irreversibly. You know, our theme this season says it all. Stop treating what your doctor won't tell you about your migraine or wasn't. Find and fix the why. Headaches. The scary thing is, you know, your doctor won't tell you, most be damaging to your health. Many time, our doctors are not able to identify the why. Why are you having migraines? Why times? Irreversibly. You know, our theme this season says it all. Stop treating your what. Find and fix you having headaches. So we end up treating the what. Let's treat the migraine. Let's manage the migraine. And we know, using one of our main tools in our arsenal, common sense, that we're not having migraine. Why? You know, most of the time, our doctors are not able to identify the why. Why are you having migraines? Why? Because we need more drugs. It's not the cause of your migraine or your chronic headaches. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why once and for all. And we know you're having headaches, so we end up treating the what. Let's treat the migraine. Let's manage the migraine. And we know, using one of our main tools in our arsenal, common sense, that we're not having migraine. The purpose in this broadcast is for one thing and one thing only, and that is to help you and those you care about live headache-free, healthy, and happy. You know, because we need more drugs. It's not the cause of your migraine or your chronic headaches. Stop treating the what. Find and fix the why once and for all. And we know, established last week, we know that you want to be headache free. We know that you want your children to be headache and migraine free. We know this. That's a given. It's all about doing the purpose in this broadcast is for one thing and one thing only, and that is to help you and those you care about live headache-free, healthy, and happy. You know, we have things you love to do, spending the time doing the things in life you enjoy doing, spending the time with your family and friends without worrying about the migraines and headaches returning. That's what we mean when established last week. We know that you want to be headache-free. We know that you want your children to be headache and migraine-free. We know this. That's a given. It's all about doing the, they say, live headache-free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. There is only one thing and one thing only that ever matters to me in this program, and that is solutions. It is love to do, spending the time doing the things in life you enjoy doing, spending the time with your family and friends without worrying about the migraines and headaches returning. That's what we mean when it's all about solutions. You'll hear me say it every week. It's such a simple, concise statement. yet it says it all. Solutions are all that really matter when it comes down. We say live headache-free, healthy, and happy for a lifetime. There is only one thing and one thing only that ever matters to me in this program, and that is solutions into it. Yeah, you can talk the talk, but until you have a solution in hand and have experienced it for yourself, nothing else really matters. Yes, last week we did all about solutions. You'll hear me say it every week. It's such a simple, concise statement, yet it says it all. Solutions are all that really matter when it comes down. Just a little bit about our arsenal. And our arsenal includes two primary weapons to it. Yeah, you can talk the talk, and without these two weapons, you can't have one without the other. You must have. But until you have a solution in hand and have experienced it for yourself, nothing else really matters. You know, last week we did have both of these weapons in your arsenal in order to move toward the right direction in finding a long-lasting solution. You must have knowledge. Part of the program today, I want to share with you a little bit about our arsenal. And our arsenal includes two primary weapons. And without these two weapons, you can't have one without the other. You must have. What does the medical and scientific research really say? I'm not going to give you an opinion. It's already this season. It really doesn't matter what my opinion is. It doesn't matter what your doctor. Both of these weapons in your arsenal in order to move toward the right direction in finding a long-lasting solution. You must have knowledge. Part of the program today, I want to share with you what your opinion is. It doesn't matter what your friend, your family, it just doesn't matter unless it is what based on some kind of proven objective fact. So you must arm yourself. The medical and scientific research really say. I'm not going to give you an opinion. I've established this already this season. It really doesn't matter what my opinion is. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with knowledge. Part of the program today, we're going to share this knowledge with you. For nearly four decades, opinion is AIDS. The research has been crystal clear. It's published. So why is the research being... It doesn't matter what your friend, your family... It just doesn't matter unless it is based on some kind of proven objective fact. So you must arm yourself for the most part. Why do doctors recommend things that are completely contrary to the research? With knowledge, part of this is what's proven in the research, so let's do the opposite. It just doesn't make any sense. Which leads the program today, we're going to share this knowledge with you. For nearly four decades, the research has been crystal clear. It's published. So why is the research being to our second tool in the arsenal, common sense? You know, you can't overlook this because you can't, for the most part, be too sure what is really fact and what is just opinion. You know, we do, and this includes, why do doctors recommend things that are completely contrary to the research? This is what's proven in the research, so let's do the opposite. It just doesn't make any sense, which leads me, it includes my family. You know, we rely on our doctors, our healthcare providers, to give us honest recommendations. And we trust that to our second tool in the arsenal, common sense. You know, you can't overlook this because you can't be too sure what is really fact and what is just opinion. You know, we do, and this includes are based on some kind of fact. But here's the reality. When we share what the medical research really says in relation to the cause of most migraines and ennui, it includes my family. You know, we rely on our doctors, our healthcare providers, to give us honest recommendations. And we trust that in chronic headaches, you will be shocked that what your doctor recommends in more cases than not sometimes is contrary. These are based on some kind of fact to this proven research. So arming yourself with the fact. But here's the reality. When we share what the medical research really says in relation to the cause of most migraines and on tools of knowledge and common sense are a have to in order for you to move toward chronic headaches, long-lasting results, toward living a happy life and not worrying about the symptoms, you will be shocked that what your doctor recommends in more cases than not sometimes is contrary to this proven research. So, arming yourself with the continuing to return time and time again. So, last week I posed a tool question, and I'm going to pose that question again. The question to you is, why wouldn't you want tools of knowledge and common sense are a have to in order for you to move toward long-lasting results, toward living a happy life and not worrying about the symptoms, no more about what's really causing your ongoing headaches? Why wouldn't you want to know more, continuing to return, about the real, true cause of your migraines? Why wouldn't you want to know more time and time again? So last week I posed a question, and I'm going to pose that question again. The question to you is, why wouldn't you want to know about the real, true cause of your cluster headaches? Why wouldn't you want to know more about the cause of your tension headaches, your daily persistent headaches? It doesn't matter what classification or about what's really causing your ongoing headaches. Why wouldn't you want to know more about the real, true cause of your migraines? Why wouldn't you want to know more than you've been put in? You want to know more. You need to know more about what the research really about the real, true cause of your cluster headaches proves and what the research really says. This is my calling and my purpose to share this information. Why wouldn't you want to know more about the cause of your tension headaches, your daily persistent headaches? It doesn't matter what classification. Look, I've been there. I was a sufferer of miserable, terrible, debilitating migraines for years. I've now been migraine free for well over 36, almost 37 years. You've been put in. You want to know more. You need to know more about what the research really proves and what the research really says. This is my calling and my purpose to share this information. A miracle? No. Did I find the miracle cure? No. There is no such thing. It's finding and fixing the true cause once and for all. No, I don't have a magic potion. Look, I've been there. I was a sufferer of miserable, terrible, debilitating migraines for years. I've now been migraine free for well over 36, almost 37 years. That I sprinkle? No, I don't even do a magic dance. Thank goodness. But I'll tell you, we need a little bit of common sense, not only interjected, but sometimes beaten into us, so to speak. So we're going to give you the kind of miracle. No. Did I find the miracle cure? No. There is no such thing. It's finding and fixing the true cause once and for all. No, I don't have a magic combination of the two weapons in our arsenal today. Let's give you the knowledge. What does the research show is the real true cause of your migraines and ongoing headaches? We're going to order that I sprinkle. No, I don't even do a magic dance. Thank goodness. But I'll tell you, we need a little bit of common sense, not only interjected, but sometimes beaten into us, so to speak. So we're going to give you the dive into that in just 2 minutes. But there's something else that I brought up last week that I really, really want you to understand before we dive into this information, and that is this. Too many doctors, a nation of the two weapons in our arsenal today. Let's give you the knowledge. You name the specialist. What does the research show is the real true cause of your migraines and ongoing headaches? We're going to be your primary care provider, could be your chiropractor, could be your physical therapist, could be the headache specialist. Dive into that in just 2 minutes. Could be the neurologist, could be the pain specialist, may even be the surgeon. But there's something else that I brought up last week that I really, really want you to understand before we dive into this information, and that is this. Too many doctors, you name the specialist, query one before they're going to give you treatment for your headaches, wants to put you in a category. Your primary care provider. Wait a minute. Before we can give you treatment, let me put you in a category. Could be your chiropractor, could be your physical therapist, could be the headache specialist, could be the neurologist, could be the pain specialist, may even be the surgeon. Eddie, do I want to make you a migraine headache? No, wait a minute. Let me make you a tension headache, or let me make you a cluster headache, or a daily persistent headache. You know, I got to tell you, that's one of the diagnoses I get a chuckle out of each and every one. Before they're going to give you treatment for your headaches, wants to put you in a category. Well, wait a minute. Before we can give you treatment, let me put you in a category. Let me time I say it. You know, Doc, I've got headaches. They seem to come pretty much every day. Boy, are they persistent. Well, you know what? I have the diagnosis for you. You have daily persistency. Do I want to make you a migraine headache? No, wait a minute. Let me make you a tension headache. Or let me make you a cluster headache. Or a daily persistent headache. You know, I got to tell you, that's one of the diagnoses I get a chuckle out of each and every headaches. Come on. That's called a regurgitation of your symptoms. Daily chronic headaches? You just told your doctor that. They put some fancy words to it and threw it back up all over you. You've got daily persistent time, I say it. You know, Doc, I've got headaches. They seem to come pretty much every day. Boy, are they persistent. Well, you know what? I have the diagnosis for you. You have daily persistent headaches. You've got daily, come on, Doc. It's not a diagnosis. It's a regurgitation of my symptoms. I want to know what's causing my headaches. There's where that common sense thing comes into play. And headaches, come on. That's called a regurgitation of your symptoms. Daily chronic headaches? You just told your doctor that. They put some fancy words to it and threw it back up all over you. You've got daily persistent. You following me so far? So knowledge, common sense, means you have a tremendous arsenal to fight through the red tape, to fight through the politics of healthcare headaches. You've got daily, come on, doc. It's not a diagnosis. It's a regurgitation of my symptoms. I want to know what's causing my headaches. There's where that common sense thing comes into play. Last week, I also posed a question. Do you think in your particular circumstance that politics plays a part in your... Are you following me so far? So knowledge, common sense, means you have a tremendous arsenal to fight through the red tape, to fight through the politics of healthcare. Doctor's recommendations for you? Do you think that the business of healthcare, does that play a part in your doctor's recommendations for you? Whether you answer yes or no, let me tell you my answer. The answer... Last week, I also posed a question. Do you think in your particular circumstance that politics plays a part in your... Absolutely no doubt about it. You better believe it. And if you don't think so, you better look again. Because after people have forgotten that healthcare is a business. If we have recommendations for you, do you think that the business of healthcare, does that play a part in your doctor's recommendations for you? Whether you answer yes or no, let me tell you my answer. The answer, send you or those you care about that have chronic headaches, whichever category of headache you want to put them in, if we send you to 100 of the best, top-rated medical doctors in the country, absolutely no doubt about it, you better believe it. And if you don't think so, you better look again. Because people have forgotten that healthcare is a business. If we agree, you can be pretty sure that they're going to get a prescription. You know what? And that's okay, because that's what the medical doctor is trained to send you to. Am I right? If we took this same person, nothing has changed with the circumstances or those you care about that have chronic headaches, whichever category of headache you want to put them in. If we send you to 100 of the best, top-rated medical doctors in the country for the headaches, and we send them to 100 of the best, most renowned physical therapists in the country, guess what kind of treatment they're going to get? They're going to get physical therapy, and that's okay, because you can be pretty sure that they're going to get a prescription. You know what? And that's okay, because that's what the medical doctor is trained to do. Am I right? If we took this same person, nothing has changed with the circumstances. That's what they're trained to do. And if we took this same person, we haven't changed one circumstance, one detail, and send them to 100 chiropractors, they're going to get chiropractic adjustments or manipulation because, or the headaches. And we send them to 100 of the best, most renowned physical therapists in the country, guess what kind of treatment they're going to get? They're going to get physical therapy, and that's okay, because that's what they're trained to do. So here's my point. Using our weapon of common sense, it doesn't matter where we send you. It doesn't matter the specialist, the medical doc, that's what they're trained to do. And if we took this same person, we haven't changed one circumstance, one detail, and send them to 100 chiropractors, they're going to get chiropractic adjustments or manipulation. Because the chiropractor, the therapist, the neurologist, the pain specialist, the headache clinic, the surgeon, everyone will recommend what it is that they happen to provide for your headaches and migraines. That's business. That is what that's what they're trained to do. So here's my point. Using our weapon of common sense, it doesn't matter where we send you. It doesn't matter the specialist, the medical doc, all the business of healthcare. You have the same condition. The cause of the problem is still lurking in your body, yet depending on which kind of provider, which kind of specialist you see, you may get the chiropractor, the therapist, the neurologist, the pain specialist, the headache clinic, the surgeon. Everyone will recommend what it is that they happen to provide for your headaches and migraines. That's business. That is what we meant. That's totally unrelated. One makes no sense when you try to put it with... It doesn't make sense. You can't make sense of something that is senseless. You can't try to use common sense to reason when there is a call the business of healthcare. You have the same condition. The cause of the problem is still lurking in your body, yet depending on which kind of provider, which kind of specialist you see, you may get lack of common sense and logic in our healthcare system as a whole. So don't try to reason using common sense and logic. It doesn't work because politics trumps it all. Politics and business rule treatment that's totally unrelated. One makes no sense when you try to put it with... It doesn't make sense. You can't make sense of something that is senseless. You can't try to use common sense to reason when there is a in this country. So let's not try to put you into a category when we look at this research. Let's look at you as someone who wants to be headache-free, but you, most importantly, common sense and logic in our healthcare system as a whole. So don't try to reason using common sense and logic. It doesn't work because politics trumps it all. Politics and business rule want to live healthy and happy for a long time to come. You want your family, your friends, your children in this country to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. That's what life is all about. It's not about treating... So let's not try to put you into a category when we look at this research. Let's look at you as someone who wants to be headache-free, but you, most importantly, symptom, someone selling you the treatment it is that they provide because that's what they're simply trained to do. You have to look at your health from a much broader perspective than that. So I have to share this. I live healthy and happy for a long time to come. You want your family, your friends, your children to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. That's what life is all about. It's not about treating with you. I'm more frustrated. I'm so disappointed this week. You know, I participate in a lot of different organizations involving migraines, headaches, chronic headaches, someone selling you the treatment it is that they provide because that's what they're simply trained to do. You have to look at your health from a much broader perspective than that. So I have to share this, cluster headaches, you name it, because as we mentioned before, being aware, awareness is important. So in other words, not only with you, I'm more frustrated. I'm so disappointed this week. Should we be aware? But we want those around us who maybe have never... You know, I participate in a lot of different organizations involving migraines, headaches, chronic headaches, experienced migraines or headaches, to be aware what it is that we're going through. I understand that, and I'm in favor. However, if you don't work toward a solution, awareness is wonderful, cluster headaches, you name it, because as we mentioned before, being aware, awareness is important. So in other words, not only should we be aware, but we want those around us who maybe have never really, it's all for naught unless we're moving toward a solution. Common sense. There's the common sense tool once again. If we're not working toward a solution, what does all this really mean? Experienced migraines or headaches to be aware what it is that we're going through. I understand that and I'm in favor. However, if you don't work toward a solution, awareness is wonderful, but the frustrating, disappointing thing that I've read over and over and over hundreds of times over the last week is involving different, it's all for naught unless we're moving toward a solution. Common sense. There's the common sense tool once again. If we're not working toward a solution, what does all this really mean? Support groups of those suffering with ongoing migraines and headaches. You know, it makes me so sick, but more the frustration, so sad to read comments from these parents. I see myself disappointing thing that I've read over and over and over hundreds of times over the last week is involving different in their comments. Our children are being drugged to death. Parents writing in on these support groups saying, my child is taking this drug. What other drugs? Support groups of those suffering with ongoing migraines and headaches. You know, it makes me so sick, but more so, so sad to read comments from these parents. I see myself, you suggest, my child is given this dose of this particular medication. Our children, in their comments, our children are being drugged to death. Cases are parents writing in on these support groups saying, my child is taking this drug. What other drugs being given adult doses of potent anti-inflammatories, antidepressants, anti-seizure medications? Our kids are being drugged to death, you suggest, because my child is given this dose of this particular medication. Our children, in many cases, are being given adult doses of potent anti-inflammatories. Us as parents are not given any other options. Common sense. We know our children are also not having migraines and chronic headaches, antidepressants, anti-seizure medications. Our kids are being drugged to death because us as parents are not given any other options. Because they need more drugs. They don't need more chemicals pumped into their bodies. Now, I know many of you probably agree with this, and some may not, and that's okay. I'm skeptical by nature, and I encourage common sense. We know our children are also not having migraines and chronic headaches because they need more drugs. They don't need more chemicals pumped into their bodies. Now, I know medicism, but please don't let your skepticism get to the point that it becomes bias, because bias can keep you from getting the help that you need. Bias can keep your children, your spouse, you probably agree with this and some may not, and that's okay. I'm skeptical by nature and I encourage skepticism, but please don't let your skepticism get to the point that it becomes your family member, your friend. Bias can keep you from getting the help that you need. So I encourage skepticism. Be skeptical. But when you look into the knowledge, look into the research, and apply a little bit of common sense on this, because bias can keep you from getting the help that you need. Bias can keep your children, your spouse, your family member, your friend. Bias can keep you from getting the help that you need. So I encourage skeptics, ready? You're going to see that it makes no sense to pump our children, to pump our bodies full of chemicals, hoping somehow it's going to fix the migraines and headaches. Come on. Let me tell you this. Be skeptical. But when you look into the knowledge, look into the research, and say a little bit of common sense already, you're going to see that it makes no sense to pump our children, to pump our bodies full of chemicals. By reading all of these comments, virtually all of them involved drugging their children, because I understand you're not given any other options. Listen, there are options. When you feel like you've tried everything and there's nothing, hoping somehow it's going to fix the migraines and headaches. Come on. Let me tell you this. I was so sad this week by reading all of these comments. Virtually all of them involved drugging their children, because I understand left. Chances are there are options. You just haven't been given those options. You don't have the knowledge quite yet to apply with the common sense. So many of you parents, I understand you don't like drugging your kids, not given any other options. Listen, there are options. When you feel like you've tried everything and there's nothing else left, chances are there are options. You just haven't been given those options. You don't have the stand. But I want to provide you with knowledge. You can research it as well on your own. I want to help provide that missing piece that will allow you to use the common sense to make the decision that's not quite yet to apply with the common sense. So many of you parents, I understand you don't like drugging your kids. I understand. But I want to provide you with knowledge. You can research it as well on your own for your children to make the decision that's right for you, and stop treating the what? Stop treating the symptom. Stop treating your headache. Stop trying to manage your migraines. Let's find what's really... I want to help provide that missing piece that will allow you to use the common sense to make the decision that's right for your children, to make the decision that's right for you, and stop treating the what? Stop treating causing the problem and fix it once and for all. Are you with me so far today? That being said, I want to make one small announcement and then dive into the research and symptom. Stop treating your headache. Stop trying to manage your migraines. Let's find what's really causing the problem and fix it once and for all. Are you with me? So 10 or 15 minutes worth of knowledge that will guide you this week, starting today. Let's guide you in the right direction toward getting answers that fit your specific circumstances. You know, I am so power today. That being said, I want to make one small announcement and then dive into the research and provide you with about 10 or 15 minutes worth of knowledge that will guide you this week, starting today. Passionate about children and keeping children healthy. My wife and I have 6 beautiful, gorgeous, healthy children. I would never recommend anything for your children that I wouldn't for my own. But having 6 wonderful, healthy, let's guide you in the right direction toward getting answers that fit your specific circumstances. You know, I am so passionate about children and keeping children healthy. My wife and I have 6 beautiful, gorgeous, healthy children. Drug-free children is the biggest blessing in my life day to day. I want the same for you. I would never recommend anything for your children that I wouldn't for my own. But having six wonderful, healthy Wednesday, October the 23rd at noon Central Time, we will be doing a special episode. Drug-free children is the biggest blessing in my life day to day. I want the same for you. Of our radio podcast specifically designed to help guide you in the right direction toward helping your Wednesday, October the 23rd at noon Central Time. We will be doing a special episode of Live Headache-Free, Healthy, and Happy. So, of course, every radio podcast specifically designed to help guide you in the right direction toward helping your wants to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. Too many people forget about their children. Oh, they're just kids. You know what? It's the children best live headache-free, healthy, and happy. So, of course, every time to get them a proper diagnosis and start fixing the problem. Children in our practice respond to live headache-free, healthy, and happy. Too many people forget about their children. Oh, they're just kids. You know what? It's the 2, 3, 4, 5 times faster than an adult because their bodies are best time to get them a proper diagnosis and start fixing the problem. Children in our practice respond to growing and bond. To developing, we're able to mold them and shape their bodies rather than wait till the problem has become chronic 3, 4, 5 times faster than an adult because their bodies are, and at that point, many cases become irreversible. This is the time. Wednesday, October the 20th, growing and developing, we're able to mold them and shape their bodies rather then wait till the problem has become chronic. Heard at noon Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Do not miss. And children and chronic, at that point, many cases become irreversible. This is the time. Wednesday, October the 20th, migraines and headaches. Do not miss it. If you, someone you know, someone you care about, do not heard at noon Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Do not miss children and chronic it. Let's dive into our knowledge-based research today. Migraines and headaches. Do not miss it. If you, someone you know, someone you care about, do not. Common sense, when applied with knowledge, gives you a tremendous arsenal to fight through it. Let's dive into our knowledge-based research today. Politics and the business of healthcare and answer your questions, guiding you in the right direction toward long-lasting solutions, okay? So here's what I want to do. Last week, common sense, when applied with knowledge, gives you a tremendous arsenal to fight through the politics and the business of healthcare and answer your questions, guiding you in the right direction, promised, or that we are going to reveal according to the medical and scientific research, there is long-lasting solutions, okay? So here's what I want to do. Last week, one cause of chronic headaches and migraines that stands above all promised that we are going to reveal according to the medical and scientific research. There is evidence, and that cause is your spine. According to the medical research, the cause of chronic headaches and migraines that stands above all on which research you read, from which doctor, from which neurologist, from which chiropractor else. And that cause is your spine. According to the medical research, from which neurosurgeon, The research has been there for nearly four decades. Your spine, particularly which research you read, from which doctor, from which neurologist, from which chiropractor, neck, is responsible for somewhere between 70 and 90% of from which neurosurgeon. The research has been there for nearly four decades. Your spine, particularly headaches, the neck, and migraines. Now, wait a minute. Before you disagree or comment to yourself, I want to talk about some of the other causes. Is responsible for somewhere between 70 and 90% of causes of chronic headaches and migraines. Now, Dr. Scott, aren't some of these chronic migraines and headaches horrific headaches and migraines? Now, wait a minute. Before you disagree or comment to yourself, I want to talk about some of the other causes. Absolutely, yes, there's no doubt. There is clear research that shows a hereditary chronic headaches and migraines. Now, Dr. Scott, aren't some of these chronic migraines and headaches horrific, especially with migraine-type headaches? However, listen closely. Terry, absolutely yes, there's no doubt. There is clear research that shows a hereditary weak, as I've seen thousands of people for over 20 years in our practice, especially with migraine-type headaches. However, listen closely. Who have been diagnosed with migraines that were hereditary. And somehow, those we have seen thousands of people for over 20 years in our practice, quote unquote, who have been diagnosed with hereditary migraines are gone. How can that be? Migraines that were hereditary. And somehow, so just because a headache or a migraine has a hereditary factor doesn't mean for sure that's what's causing it. Quote unquote, hereditary migraines are gone. How can that be? So just because there are too many other overwhelming facts in the research, like 70 to 90% of these migraines, headache, or a migraine has a hereditary factor, doesn't mean for sure that's what's causing it. Aches are related directly to the spine. Don't you think we should look at that and evaluate that first? There are too many other overwhelming facts in the research, like 70 to 90% of these migraines. Second, people, the spine is the most common reason people have chronic headaches. Periods are related directly to the spine. Don't you think we should look at that and evaluate that first? Is it because I said so? Is that my opinion? Absolutely not. That's what's been proven. Second, people, the spine is the most common reason people have chronic headaches. Period. In the research for decades. Yet, this is ignored. The spine is it because I said so? Is that my opinion? Absolutely not. That's what's been proven ignored most of the time when your doctor, and I'm talking about even some of the most renowned in the research for decades, yet this is ignored. The spine is ignored, respected headache experts. Even though the research says 70 to 90% of you are having migraines and chronic headaches, most of the time when your doctor, and I'm talking about even some of the most renowned, because of a problem in your neck and in your spine, your doctor ignores it. Tell me how much common sense there is in this. And respected headache experts. Even though the research says 70 to 90% of you are having migraines and chronic use your tools and your arsenal. Get the knowledge, what's proven. Use a little bit of common sense. Headaches, because of a problem in your neck and in your spine, your doctor ignores it. Tell me how much common sense there is in this. The knowledge that I want you to gain from this is, according to the medical research for nearly 40 years, use your tools and your arsenal. Get the knowledge, what's proven, use a little bit of common sense. The vast majority of people have chronic headaches and migraines because of a problem in your spine. It's the knowledge that I want you to gain from this is, according to the medical research for nearly 40 years, proven fact. So let me ask you this. Why do you suppose that the vast majority of people have chronic headaches and migraines because of a problem in your spine? It's doctors ignore the spine. Why do you suppose most specialists ignore your neck and your spine disact? So let me ask you this. Why do you suppose that despite what the medical research says? Why is that? Well, here's a theory. Doctors ignore the spine. Why do you suppose most specialists ignore your neck and your spine? I call specialty goggles. We mentioned earlier that if we sent you or those you care about to eat what the medical research says. Why is that? Well, here's a theory. Medical doctor, we can predict what kind of treatment they're going to get. If we send them to a chiropractor, we can predict what kind of, I call it specialty goggles. We mentioned earlier that if we sent you or those you care about to treatment they're going to get, if we send them to a therapist, yes, indeed, we can predict what kind of treatment or medical doctor, we can predict what kind of treatment they're going to get. If we send them to a chiropractor, we can predict what kind of therapy they're going to get. Every different type of healthcare provider and or specialist, treatment they're going to get. If we send them to a therapist, yes, indeed, we can predict what kind of treatment or therapy they're going to get. Looks at your country, different type of healthcare provider and or specialist, clinician. They look at your migraines. They look at your headaches only through their goggles, through their specialty goggles. The medical doctor looks at it through the medical goggles. Looks at your condition. They look at your migraines. They look at your headaches only through their goggles. What can we do? Their specialty goggles. The medical doctor looks at it through the medical goggles, prescribe for your headache. The chiropractor looks at it through the chiropractic goggles. What kind of spinal adjustment or manipulation can we do for your symptoms? The therapist, what can we prescribe for your headache? The chiropractor looks at it through the chiropractic goggles. What kind of spinal adjustment or manipulation can we do for your symptoms? The therapist, likewise. Every different type of provider or specialist will only look at your condition through their goggles, yet they're missing the vast majority of the puzzle pieces. So, likewise. Every different type of provider or specialist will only look at your condition through their goggles, yet they're missing the vast majority of the puzzle pieces. So why would it matter if I were a medical physician? Why would it matter if the problem was originating in the spine or somewhere else if it doesn't change the treatment I'm going to give you in the first place? Why does it matter? Why would it matter if I were a medical physician? Why would it matter if the problem was originating in the spine or somewhere else if it doesn't change the treatment I'm going to give you in the first place? Why does it matter? If we're just treating your symptom, if we're treating the what, it really doesn't matter if we investigate further to find out if you're in that 70 to 90% whose spines are responsible for your condition. if I'm a, we're just treating your symptom, if we're treating the what, it really doesn't matter if we investigate further to find out if you're in that 70 to 90% whose spines are responsible for your condition. If I'm a therapist and I'm going to provide therapy, whether that therapy is passive therapy, in other words, therapy that is applied to you to relax your muscles, make you feel a little bit better, or if that therapy is a therapist, and I'm going to provide therapy, whether that therapy is passive therapy, in other words, therapy that is applied to you to relax your muscles, make you feel a little bit better, or if that therapy is active, that would mean putting you through exercises, strengthening your spine, strengthening the muscles of your head and neck. Why would it matter if the problem was originating from the spine if you're going to give the same therapy and exercise active? That would mean putting you through exercises, strengthening your spine, strengthening the muscles of your head and neck. Why would it matter if the problem was originating from the spine if you're going to give the same therapy and exercises anyway? Or if you're a chiropractor even. Now listen closely. I've been a licensed chiropractor for more than 2 decades, and I'm going to be the first to tell you that the vast majority of people that we see here anyway, or if you're a chiropractor even, now listen closely. I've been a licensed chiropractor for more than 2 decades, and I'm going to be the first to tell you that the vast majority of people that we see here in our practice in the greater Kansas City area have seen a chiropractor. They've seen their family doctor. Most have seen a neurologist. Many have seen headache and pain specialists. Yet, in our practice in the greater Kansas City area, have seen a chiropractor. They've seen their family doctor. Most have seen a neurologist. Many have seen headache and pain specialists. Yet, even those people who have been diagnosed with a spine disorder causing their migraines or headaches. So even those who have received a diagnosis that involves the neck or even those people who have been diagnosed with a spine disorder causing their migraines or headaches. So even those who have received a diagnosis that involves the neck or the spine still are not having their problem addressed. They're getting treatment, don't get me wrong. They're getting chiropractic treatment. They're getting medication. They're getting therapy. They're getting injections. They're considering surgery and spine. Still are not having their problem addressed. They're getting treatment, don't get me wrong. They're getting chiropractic treatment. They're getting medication. They're getting therapy, they're getting injections, they're considering surgery in some cases. Everybody is having their symptoms treated. That's not my point. My point is those treatment modalities, medicine, therapy, chiropractic, injections, surgery, cutting the nerves, none of those cases. Everybody is having their symptoms treated. That's not my point. My point is those treatment modalities, medicine, therapy, chiropractic, injections, surgery, cutting the nerves, none of those are addressing the true cause of the problem, which 70 to 90% of the time is your spine, is your neck. This is what the research has shown us for decades. Are addressing the true cause of the problem, which 70 to 90% of the time is your spine, is your neck. This is what the research has shown us for decades. Yet, this is the research that continues to be ignored. Well, Dr. Scott, what if my headache is due to the wiring in my brain? What if there's something going on with the nerves and they're what? This is the research that continues to be ignored. Well, Dr. Scott, what if my headache is due to the wiring in my brain? What if there's something going on with the nerves and they're wired wrong? Is that a possibility? Well, that's possible, sure. And that is a very, very minute percentage of the time, according to the research. What about a problem with the blood vessels, a malformation of the blood vessels? Wrong. Is that a possibility? Well, that's possible, sure. And that is a very, very minute percentage of the time, according to the research. What about a problem with the blood vessels, a malformation of the blood vessels in my brain? Could that potentially cause my migraines and headaches? Yes, it could. Once again, a minute percentage of the time. Those of you who have been run through the gamut over the years, including in my brain, could that potentially cause my migraines and headaches? Yes, it could. Once again, a minute percentage of the time. Those of you who have been run through the gamut over the years, including myself, those of us who have been through that know that the vast majority of the time when you have ongoing headaches, migraines, you've had the x-rays, the MRIs, the CAT scan itself. Those of us who have been through that know that the vast majority of the time when you have ongoing headaches, migraines, you've had the x-rays, the MRIs, the CAT scans, and once again, much of the time we have these sophisticated tests done, yet they show absolutely, you just said it, didn't you? Nothing. So once again, much of the time we have these sophisticated tests done, yet they show absolutely, you just said it, didn't you? Nothing. So once again, let's stop trying to treat your what. Let's get into how do you find and fix the why. How do you find out if you are in that 70 to 90%? Let's stop trying to treat your what. Let's get into how do you find and fix the why. How do you find out if you are in that 70 to 90%? How do you find out if your children are in that 70 to 90%? How do you find out if your family member, your loved one, someone you care about, how do you find out if they are in that 70? Find out if your children are in that 70 to 90%. How do you find out if your family member, your loved one, someone you care about, how do you find out if they are in that 70 to 90% of people who have a headache, whatever classification you want to put it into, that have a headache related to the spine and the cause is being completely and totally ignored? 90% of people who have a headache, whatever classification you want to put it into, that have a headache related to the spine, and the cause is being completely and totally ignored. Here's what I want to do. Take out a piece of paper, take mental notes, write it on your hand. This is important. How do you know if you are someone whose spine may be involved in cause? Here's what I want to do. Take out a piece of paper, take mental notes, write it on your hand. This is important. How do you know if you are someone whose spine may be involved in causing your chronic migraines and headaches? Number one, we don't need to send you immediately for expensive, complicated diagnostic testing. Two or three small in your chronic migraines and headaches. Number one, we don't need to send you immediately for expensive, complicated diagnostic testing. two or three small plain x-rays will be our first step. So number one, two or three x-rays of your neck. Now, why the neck? Why an x-ray? Why not an MRI that will show us plain x-rays? All those will be our first step. So number one, two or three x-rays of your neck. Now, why the neck? Why an x-ray? Why not an MRI that will show us all those soft, squishy parts inside of our head? Well, first of all, because most of the time, with chronic migraines and headaches, we know that soft, squish shows nothing. But secondly, are we taking an x-ray because we suspect you have broken bone parts inside of our head? Well, first of all, because most of the time, with chronic migraines and headaches, we know that it shows nothing. But secondly, are we taking an x-ray because we suspect you have broken bones in your head or your neck? In most cases, no. Here's what we're looking for on a plain, simple x-ray that includes the base of your skull, your neck, and your head and shoulders. Number one, your neck. In most cases, no. Here's what we're looking for on a plain, simple x-ray that includes the base of your skull, your neck, and shoulders. Number one, those bones that you will see on that x-ray are where all of your muscles attach. So many of us that have had chronic headaches, migraines, have muscle tension. The muscles of you will see on that x-ray are where all of your muscles attach. So many of us that have had chronic headaches, migraines, have muscle tension. The muscles of our head, neck, and shoulders just don't want to relax. So we want to look at that x-ray. We want to look at the head, neck, of the bones of your spine, where the muscles attach, to see, is there something with the structure and shoulders just don't want to relax? So we want to look at that x-ray. We want to look at the structure of the bones of your spine, where the muscles attach, to see, is there something with the structure of your spine that would cause your muscles to be tense, that would cause your muscles to tighten, that will cause your muscles to spasm? Once you're of your spine, and we're not looking to treat your symptoms, we're looking for the root of this problem. We're looking for the true that would cause your muscles to be tense, that would cause your muscles to tighten, that will cause your muscles to spasm. Once again, we're not looking to treat your symptoms. We're looking for the root of this problem. We're looking for the true cause. So let's look inside at the muscular attachments, the bones of your spine, to see, is there something with the structure of your spine that would cause your muscles to react that way? Pause. So let's look inside at the muscular attachments, the bones of your spine, to see, is there something with the structure of your spine that would cause your muscles to react that way? The second thing we'll be looking at on these plain x-rays is the path that your spinal cord and nerves travel. Now, look the second closely. The path that your nerve thing we'll be looking at on these plain x-rays is the path that your spinal cord and nerves travel. Now, listen closely. The path that your nerves and spinal cord travel. There is a portion of your spinal cord, we call it the brain and spinal cord stem. You can look it up. What does the brain stem do? The brain stem travel. There is a portion of your spinal cord, we call it the brain stem. You can look it up. What does the brain stem do? The brain stem is the part of your spinal cord that takes the information from your brain and sends it to the rest of your body, but the part of your spinal cord that takes the information from your brain and sends it to the rest of your body, but also regulates how your body responds to stimuli. Also regulates how your body responds to stimuli. So how does your body react when there's a weather change? When the barometric, the atmospheric pressure... So how does your body react when there's a weather change? When the barometric, the atmospheric pressure changes, when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow, the way that your body reacts to that weather changes when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow. The way that your body reacts to that weather change is controlled in your brainstem. What about certain smells? How your body change is controlled in your brainstem. What about certain smells? How your body reacts to a smell, or how your body reacts to something that you eat. What about light? What about how your body reacts to light? Let me ask you something. Pull out your common sense. What about light? What about how your body reacts to light? Let me ask you something. Pull out your common sense of your bag for just a moment. Why is it, listen closely, why is it, pull out of your bag for just a moment. Why is it, listen closely, why is it that all of us can experience the exact same weather change, yet that all of us can experience the exact same weather change, yet most people's bodies don't react with a headache or a migraine, but some people's bodies virtually every single most people's bodies don't react with a headache or a migraine, but some people's bodies virtually every single time react with a migraine or a headache when there's a weather change. Why is that? Or why is it all time react with a migraine or a headache when there's a weather change? Why is that? Or why is it people eat nuts, chocolate, alcohol, caffeine? Why is it when most of us and some people eat nuts, chocolate, alcohol, caffeine? Why is it when most of us put foods in our bodies, we're fine, yet those select few put that same food in their body and their foods in our bodies, body fine, yet those select few put that same food in their body and their backs with a migraine, their body reacts with a headache. Why is that? Why does someone's body reacts with a migraine, their body reacts with a headache? Why is that? Why does someone's body react that way? That is controlled in the brainstem, in the top of the spinal cord. So that way. Listen. That is controlled in the brainstem, in the top of the spinal cord. So this is something to put in your knowledge base right now. We know that the research shows for decades, listen, this is something to put in your knowledge base right now. We know that the research shows for decades, one of the most common causes over the last 40 years of ongoing chronic headaches of what? One of the most common causes over the last 40 years of ongoing chronic headaches of whatever type you want to call it are due to a problem that originates in your spine. We know that more healthcare providers, including headache and migraine specialists, are are ignoring this information. They don't even want to take a look at your spine because your symptom, your what, is a headache. Ignoring this information. They don't even want to take a look at your spine because your symptom, your what, is a headache. Why would you look at the neck when we're talking about a headache? And here's what I want you to put together right now. Why would you look at the neck when we're talking about a headache? And here's what I want you to put together right now. In the top of your neck and the base of your skull is your brainstem that controls how your body is. In the top of your neck and the base of your skull is your brainstem that controls how your body is reacting to these stimuli. It tells your body how to react to a weather change, to a light, to these stimuli. It tells your body how to react to a weather change, to a light, to a smell, to a sound, to something you ingest, something you eat, something you drink. It's what governs how your body, to a smell, to a sound, to something you ingest, something you eat, something you drink. It's what governs how your body reacts. So why wouldn't we want to take a look in the spine, in the neck? So why wouldn't we want to take a look in the spine, in the neck, where that brainstem originates? Because there are a couple of conditions that we see commonly where that brainstem originates. Each and every day in our private practice for nearly 21 years, and these problems are predominantly found in those with chronic headaches and migraines. Isn't that something? Isn't that something that you'd want to know? So let me summarize for you what I want you to gather to know. We have a little bit more. Stick with me. What I want to do is summarize what I want you to know so far. The research shows clearly that an overwhelming percentage of those of us that have had chronic headaches, chronic migraines, have a cause of these migraines and headaches that originates in the neck, that originates in the spine. Yet, most doctors and even renowned headache specialists are ignoring this, and it's not all right anymore. You need to be aware of this and put this in your knowledge base. How do we know if you or someone you love and care about has a problem in their spine that could be causing, or at the very least, someone you love and care about has a problem in their spine that could be causing, or at the very least, be a significant contributing factor to their chronic headaches and migraines? Number one, we want two or three small, plain old x-rays taken weight-bearing, sitting or standing, so the weight of your head is being supported on the spine, to see, number one, Is there something with this? So the weight of your head is being supported on the spine to see, number one, is there something with the structure of your spine that could be causing your muscles to react by tightening or spasming, And number two, we want to be able to trace the path of your brainstem and spinal cord. As well as the nerves that exit in between each and every one of the vertebrae of your spine. Here's another piece of knowledge to put in your toolbox. The brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves that come from your spinal cord control and coordinate every single function of your body. Oh, there's no exceptions. Your breathing rate, function of your body. Oh, there's no exceptions. Your breathing rate, your heart rate. How does your heart know when to beat? How do your intestines know how to digest your food? You don't have to consciously think about these things. These functions are all controlled by your brain. Your spinal cord, and the nerves that come from in between the bones of your spine. This is according to Grey's Anatomy. No, I don't mean the TV show. No, I mean the anatomy book that's used in medical schools all over the world. So don't you think that's important to know? Don't you think it's important to know if that could be a factor in your circumstance? I hope the answer to that was yes. Let me tell you what I want to do to kind of finish up here for this episode today. You know, I don't want you to forget about our episode. I will announce it once again. It will be on our Facebook page. It will be on our broadcast next week. Next week is the 22nd. We will do our regular weekly episode. But Wednesday we will have a special episode involving children and chronic headaches. Why do chronic headaches, migraines, Why do chronic headaches, migraines, Why do they happen in children? In many cases that we've seen recently, it's happening in children. Why do they happen in children? In many cases that we've seen recently, it's happening in children at younger and younger ages. 2 years old, 3 years old. Children are being younger and younger ages. 2 years old, 3 years old. Children are being diagnosed with migraine headache, chronic migraine headaches at 3 years of age. Diagnosed with migraine headache, chronic migraine headaches at 3 years of age. You need this knowledge in your arsenal. So next Wednesday, the 23rd, a week from tomorrow, you need this knowledge in your arsenal. So next Wednesday, the 23rd, a week from tomorrow, if you have someone, if you know someone, please share this. Please pass it along. Noon Central, if you have someone, if you know someone, please share this. Please pass it along. Noon Central Time on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Time on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Let me finish today by saying this. If you don't know what's really causing your migraine, let me finish today by saying this. If you don't know what's really causing your migraines, if you don't know what's really causing your chronic headaches, it doesn't matter what kind of a treat. If you don't know what's really causing your chronic headaches, it doesn't matter what kind of a treatment you want to try out. It doesn't matter what kind of doctor you try, what kind of therapist you want to try out. It doesn't matter what kind of doctor you try, what kind of therapist. If you don't know what the real, true cause of your headaches and migraines, if you don't know what the real, true cause of your headaches and migraines really is, chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief. You will never live really is. Chances are you're never going to experience any long-lasting relief. You will never live headache-free, healthy, and happy. And that's the whole purpose of the show. Hear what I'm saying? Headache-free, healthy, and happy. And that's the whole purpose of the show. Hear what I'm saying. I know it's a simple concept, but sometimes the simple concepts are the most profound. And so I really simple concept, but sometimes the simple concepts are the most profound. I want you to hear what I'm saying. But what worries me is that sometimes the simple concept, so I really want you to hear what I'm saying, but what worries me is that sometimes the simple concepts are so simple that they're very easily overlooked. In addition, are so simple that they're very easily overlooked. To an X-ray in diagnosing the true cause of your headaches and migraines, we must put that together with one more important piece of the puzzle. And that is, based on what, yours put that together with one more important piece of the puzzle. And that is, based on what X-ray shows. What if it shows absolutely nothing? What if it shows something? Based on X-ray shows. What if it shows absolutely nothing? What if it shows something? Based on what your X-ray shows, a more thorough examination must be performed. Sometimes it involves an examination of your nerves, your spinal cord, your brain, your muscles. Your X-ray shows a more thorough examination must be performed. Sometimes it involves an examination of your nerves, your spinal cord, your brain, your muscles, your spine. All of those pieces of the puzzle must be addressed. We can't leave out spine. If I gave you a puzzle that comprised 1,000 total pieces, all of those pieces of the puzzle must be addressed. We can't leave out puzzle. If I gave you a puzzle that comprised 1,000 total pieces, and I gave you 10 pieces of that puzzle, 1,000 pieces to the puzzle, but I only gave you 10. And I said, all right, looking at these 10 small puzzle pieces, tell me what this is a picture of. And I gave you 10 pieces of that puzzle, 1,000 pieces to the puzzle, but I only gave you 10. And I said, all right, looking at these 10 small puzzle pieces, tell me what this is a picture of. I doubt if any of us could do that. If I said, here's a puzzle with 1,000 pieces, here are 50 pieces of the puzzle, what is this a picture of? Chances are, doubt if any of us could do that. If I said, here's a puzzle with 1,000 pieces, most of us probably wouldn't know, maybe a few guesses. What if I gave you 100 pieces of the puzzle? Here are 50 pieces of the puzzle. What is this a picture of? Chances are, what if I gave you 500 pieces of this puzzle and said, all right, now, what is this a picture of? Most of us probably wouldn't know, maybe a few guesses. What if I gave you 100 pieces of the puzzle? My point is this, most of us are trying to guess what the picture is. We're trying to guess. If I gave you 500 pieces of this puzzle and said, all right, now, what is this a picture of? At what the real cause of our headaches and migraines is without having any of the puzzle pieces or having... My point is this, most of us are trying to guess what the picture is. We're trying to too few guess of the puzzle pieces to get a clear picture. So what we're going to be doing as each week at what the real cause of our headaches and migraines is without having any of the puzzle pieces or having comes along and each week passes. In our arsenal, we have common sense to and then too few of the puzzle pieces to get a clear picture. So what we're going to be doing as each week, I'm going to add the puzzle pieces each week. We're going to add the knowledge. And the knowledge that we comes along and each week passes. In our arsenal, we have common sense. Main today, most importantly, is number one, the research is crystal clear. And then I'm going to add the puzzle pieces each week. We're going to add the knowledge. And the knowledge that we there is no close second. The vast majority of us with ongoing chronic headaches seen today, most importantly, is number one, the research is crystal clear. Migraines have a problem that originates in our spine. It's proven in the research for decades. There is no close second. The vast majority of us with ongoing chronic headaches, yet our doctors and specialists seem to be ignoring this. Number two, how do you find migraines have a problem that originates in our spine? It's proven in the research for decades. Find out if you are in that vast majority of people or if those you care about are in the vast majority. Yet, Our doctors and specialists seem to be ignoring this. Number two, how do you find people whose problem originates in the spine? First of all, two or find out if you are in that vast majority of people or if those you care about are in the vast majority. Small x-rays of the head, neck, and shoulders. We're looking to see the connections for your muscles. If people who these bones of your spine problem originates in the spine. First of all, two or three where your muscles attach. Is there something with the structure of your spine that would be small x-rays of the head, neck, and shoulders? We're looking to see the connections for your muscles. Cause your muscles to react negatively, to tighten, to spasm, to tense. And just as important, if not more so, let's follow the path of your spinal cord and nerve. These bones of your spine are where your muscles attach. Is there something with the structure of your spine that would cause your muscles to react negatively, to tighten, to spasm, to tense? Because that is what controls every single function of your body. The brainstem is what controls the way your body reacts to stimuli, the way your body, and just as importantly, if not more so, let's follow the path of your spinal cord and nerves, because that is what controls every single function of your body, reacts to a weather change, the way your body reacts to something you smell, hear, see, eat. We have to go to the cause of the problem if we're ever. The brainstem is what controls the way your body reacts to stimuli, the way your body reacts to a weather change, the way your body reacts to something you smell. You're going to have the hope of any long-lasting relief. Having the hope of living headache-free, healthy, and happy. The way we're going to do that, stop, see, eat. We have to go to the cause of the problem if we're ever going to have the hope of any long-lasting relief. Having the hope of living headache-free, treating the what. We are going to help you find and fix the why. I thank you for listening as I do each and every week. Thank you for helping me fulfill my purpose, healthy and happy. The way we're going to do that, stop treating the what. We are going to help you find and fix the why. Of sharing this knowledge. Thank you for using your common sense as you mentally digest this knowledge, as you put this knowledge to action. I appreciate you listening. Please join us next Tuesday. I thank you for listening as I do each and every week. Thank you for helping me fulfill my purpose of sharing this knowledge. Thank you for using your common sense as you mentally digest this knowledge, as you, noon Central Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Please make a note of the show. Please share it with those you care about. And please make you put this knowledge to action. I appreciate you listening. Please join us next Tuesday, noon Central Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/on special note. Special episode at noon Central, Wednesday, October the 23rd, kids and chronic migraines and headaches. Don't you dare miss it. If you find headache doc, please make a note of the show. Please share it with those you care about. And please make a special note. Special episode at noon Central, Wednesday, October the 23rd, or someone you know has children with headaches. Don't ignore the symptoms. Now is the time to find and fix the cause. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Join us again next. Kids and chronic migraines and headaches. Don't you dare miss it if you or someone you know has children with headaches. Don't ignore the symptoms. Now is the time to week Tuesday, noon Central, what your doctor won't tell you. Thank you for listening. Find and fix the cause. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Join us again next week, Tuesday, noon Central, what your doctor won't tell you. Thank you for listening.